times. Okay. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhasa. Today I want to explain the only way for the realization of Nibbana, especially Anambana session of the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. My English is very poor. So if there is any mistake, please forgive me. So if you want to realize Nibbana, how you should try? This is one problem. If you want to attain jhana, how you should practice? If you want to practice Anambana, Buddha teaches Anambana Samatha meditation as well as Anambana Vipassana meditation. Based on Anambana jhana, Buddha teaches Vipassana meditation systematically. Therefore, if you want to practice Anambana Samatha meditation for the attainment of jhana, you should practice according to Buddha's teaching. If you practice according to your own way, it is not easy to attain jhana. In the same way, if you want to practice Vipassana meditation based on Anambana jhana, then you should practice systematically according to Buddha's teaching. So this system I will explain tonight. So the only way bhikkhus is this path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the noble path, for the realization of Nibbana, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. So if you want to attain Nibbana or to realize Nibbana, there is how many ways? Only one way. Not two ways. So because of this reason, Buddha explained what are the four. Here, number one, here, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu abides contemplating the body as a body, ardent, fully aware, and mindful, having put away covetousness and grief for the world. If you want to practice kaya nupassana satipatthana, for example, contemplating the body as a body, you should have three paddhas. Number one, ardent. You should have enough strong, powerful effort. If you have laziness, you cannot attain jhana. Then number two is fully aware. You must try to understand your meditation object clearly. If your meditation object is not clear, then you cannot attain jhana or you cannot attain nibbana. Then number three is mindful. Mindfulness must be strong in every meditation subject. If you want to practice Anambana, then you should have strong, powerful mindfulness on your Anambana in-breath and out-breath. So these three factors are very important when contemplating any meditation subject. Then another important thing is having put away covetousness and grief for the world. The world means five aggregate world. If you have any attachment to your five aggregates or external five aggregates or internal five aggregates, such type of attachment is very dangerous for your meditation. So you must remove your attachment temporarily. How? You should not pay attention to such objects if they produce attachment to you. In the same way, grief, very important. If you have unhappiness, meditation is not easy. Is it true? So because of this reason, this covetousness and grief, you must remove before practicing meditation. In the same way, number two is, he abides contemplating feelings as feelings, ardent, fully aware and mindful. Having put away covetousness and grief for the world. This is Virana Nupasana. Number three is, he abides contemplating mind as mind. Ardent, fully aware and mindful, having put away covetousness and grief for the world. Number four, he abides contemplating Dhamma objects as Dhamma objects. Ardent, fully aware and mindful, having put away covetousness and grief for the world. This is Majjhima Nikaya Mula Banasa, according to Chatha Sangiti CD. Page number is 70, according to Burmese edition. So you can try to see English edition also in your Goenka CD. So this is four types of satipatthana. Any satipatthana you can practice, but you must practice according to Buddha's instruction. So if you practice systematic way according to Buddha's teaching, you can attain jhana, you can attain nirvana. But if you practice according to your own way, it is not easy for attainment of jhana as well as for the attainment of nirvana. So here, first tetrad, samatha meditation, mindfulness of breathing, anapana. So first tetrad is samatha for the attainment of jhana. Here Buddha says, and how bhikkhus does a bhikkhu abide contemplating the body as a body? Here a bhikkhu gone to the forest or to the root of a tree or to a secluded place. This is suitable place for meditation. Sits down. Sitting posture is best posture for higher concentration. Having folded his legs crosswise, set his body erect, and having established mindfulness on his meditation object. Here, meditation object is only breath. Ever mindful, he breathes in, ever mindful, he breathes out. Ever mindful, breathes in, ever mindful, breathes out. According to Brihasambhita Magga, Venerable Sariputta explains 16 ways or 32 ways. So I will explain these 32 ways later. So if you want to practice anabana on your nostril or upper lip, you should try to see the breath. Breath is going in, going out. You should not follow inside the nostril or outside upper lip. You should focus on your nostril or on your upper lip, only just breath. So you should have mindful on your meditation object, ever mindful, not occasionally, no? So because of this reason, ever mindful he breathes in, ever mindful he breathes out. Here are four steps. This is if you want to practice anabana, Buddha teaches four steps. Breathing in long, he understands I breathe in long. Or breathing out long, he understands I breathe out long. This is long breath, number one. Number two is breathing in short, he understands I breathe in short. Or breathing out short, he understands I breathe out short. So you first you should try to understand long breath and short breath. How you should measure the duration only. If you breathe slowly, slow breath is called long breath. If you breathe quickly, quick breath is called short breath. So for some meditators, while practicing anapana, the whole sitting their breath becomes long, no problem. For some meditators, throughout the sitting, their breath becomes short, no problem. You should not intentionally try to make the breath long or to make the breath short. Please allow your breath in a natural way. So while practicing in this way, when it is long, you should try to understand your long breath. When it is short, you should try to understand your short breath. Just only. But please concentrate on that long breath or short breath. If you cannot concentrate well, maybe commentary suggests to try counting breath. Maybe your teacher already teaches you how you should try counting breath. So counting breath is helpful. If you can concentrate for about half hour, for example, every sitting, two or three sittings, then you can continue the number three stage. He trains thus, I shall breathe in, experiencing the whole body of breath. He trains thus, I shall breathe out, experiencing the whole body of breath. What is the whole body of breath? From the beginning to the end. Where begins, where ends? Only on your touching point only. On your touching point, from the beginning to the end, you should try to understand out breath as well as in breath. From this touching point, you should not move your attention to anywhere. So if you know continuously your in breath and out breath, it is enough. So you should try to understand when it is long, you should try to understand you are the whole breath body, the whole body of your breath. When it is short, you should try to understand your whole body of breath. You must continuously concentrate on your breath object without interruption. So if you can do in this way, slowly your concentration will improve. When your concentration improves, slowly, naturally, the breath will become subtle. This is natural. When the breath becomes subtle, other than you should not try to make the breath clear. If you try in this way, then your effort will be excessive. When your effort is excessive, then you cannot concentrate well. Your concentration will decrease. So please allow your breath in a natural way. When practicing in this way, slowly when your breath is bigger, very, very subtle, that subtle breath is very good if you can concentrate well. Why? Usually very soon the nimitta will come. Your breath will become nimitta. At that time, when the breath becomes nimitta, at that time, if your breath is very gross, then occasionally you may be able to pay attention to your nimitta. Occasionally, you may pay attention to your breath. So there will be two objects. If there are two objects, your concentration cannot improve. Because object is no one. Because of this reason, subtle breath is very good. When the breath becomes very subtle, when the breath becomes nimitta, at that time you must concentrate on your nimitta. While concentrating on your nimitta, if the breath is not clear, it is very good. you may be able to concentrate only on your nimitta. So subtle breath is very good. Then at that time you can change the number four automatically. He trains thus, I shall breathe in, tranquilize the bodily formation. He trains thus, I shall breathe out, tranquilize the bodily formation. What is bodily formation? Here, the bodily formation, kaya sankhara, here means the in-breath and out-breath only. So in this way, Buddha explains bodily kaya sankhara. In the Anguttara Nikaya, 7th chapter, 9th chapter, Anubhava Nirodha Sutta, according to Burmese edition, there in Anguttara Nikaya, there are three books. So number 3, page number 207. The Buddha says, in-breath and out-breath cease completely in the 4th jhana. Therefore, tranquilizing the bodily formation means the meditator must practice up to 4th jhana. This is the meaning. So, if you want to practice anapana, then you should not jump this system. According to this system, you must practice. When the breath becomes subtle, you should try to understand your subtle breath. Whether it is long or whether it is short, no problem. You should try to understand your whole breath, the whole body of your breath. Whether it is long or whether it is short, no problem. But that breath will become very subtle. At that time, if you can concentrate for about 1 hour every day, usually the breath will become nimitta. What is the nimitta? Nimitta is the sign of concentration or the cause of concentration. What is sign of concentration? Sign of concentration means when your concentration improves or develops, at that time only the breath will become nimitta. So we can understand your concentration becomes strong. However, there is also another explanation. If you can concentrate on your nimitta, at that time your concentration also will develop up to jhana stage. So this is also the cause of concentration. What cause? Object cause. If you concentrate on your breath, you cannot attain jhana. But if you can concentrate on your nimitta, you can attain jhana if you can concentrate thoroughly. So when the breath began nimitta, usually for beginners, nimitta is gray smoking color. But there may be different colors depending on their parami as well as depending on their intention or perception. Because of this reason, maybe for example, only smoking color, then you should focus on that smoking color. But for many meditators, if they focus on their nimitta, concentration is not yet begun strong enough to maintain this nimitta. Because of this reason, very soon the nimitta will disappear. Because of this reason, we suggest many meditators to concentrate on their subtle breath only. When the breath and subtle breath and nimitta unify together, at that time, concentrated mind automatically stick to the nimitta. At that time, they should focus on the nimitta only. If they can do in this way, when concentration improves or develops, then gray smoking color nimitta will become white color like cotton wool. Gray smoking color nimitta is called preliminary sign, prigama nimitta. White color nimitta is called ogaha nimitta, learning sign. So this is the second stage. Again, they must concentrate on that nimitta only. They should forget their breath. While focusing on the nimitta, when concentration improves again, when concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then the white nimitta, like cotton wool, will change into the translucent nimitta, like morning star. That translucent nimitta is called Kauntabha Sai Patibhaga Nimitta. This is the object of jhana concentration. So you must concentrate on that Kauntabha Sai. You should try to concentrate on that Kauntabha Sai Nimitta at least 1 hour, 2 hour, or 3 hour. It is better. If you can concentrate deeply, successfully, in every sitting, for about more than 2 hours. Very soon, you will concentrate that mind will absorb inside nimitta. That absorption is called full absorption. That full absorption is called jhana concentration. But for beginners, in that stage, frequently they fall into bhunga. Because five jhana fetters are not strong enough to maintain their concentration. Because of this reason, frequently they can fall into bhunga. What is bhunga? Very complicated. Bhunga is, according to Buddha's teaching, there are cognitive processes, witti, citta, witti, as well as bhunga mind state. Because of previous karma, produce this bhunga mind state. Why? Not to stop mental series. If the cognitive process finish, then bhunga must arise. If bhunga does not arise, then he will die. Mental series will stop. Because of this reason, not to stop mental series between two cognitive processes, usually bhunga mind state appear for many times. So, if they cannot maintain their concentration thoroughly on their nimitta because of the weakness of five jhana fetters, then they may fall into bhunga frequently. But if they try hard, then they will overcome this problem. They should maintain their full absorption by doing what is called adhidhana, strong determination. May my full absorption last long, half hour, for example. I will try half hour. Strong determination is necessary. If they try in this way, if they are successful half hour, then they should please increase slowly up to 1 hour or 2 hour or 3 hour, etc. It is better. If they can concentrate on their nimitta and they can maintain their full absorption for about 2 or 3 hours, at that time, they can reflect their jhana fetters. There are five jhana fetters, you may understand, I think so. Vitagga, obligation of the mind to the anabana counterpart side. Vichara, sustainment. Piti, joy, or rapture. Sukha, happiness. Igagata, one-pointedness. This is concentration. Only just nimitta, no other object. So these five jhana fetters will be clear. But if you want to discern these five jhana fetters, how you should try? At least you should enter your jhana for about 1 hour. As long as you emerge from jhana, you should try to see inside your heart. Inside your heart, what will you see? You must try to see bhunga, but metaphorically this is called bhunga. What is the problem? In Gaudiya Nikaya, there is Ichra Sangada Chapter. In that chapter, Buddha says, Pabba Sra Midam Bhikkhu Chaitya. Because this Bhuyanga mystery is luminous. Luminous and transparent, I think so. But there is problem. Problem means commentary explain this problem. Actually, mind has no color. When the Buddha says Bhuyanga Chaitya has luminous color, this is problem. This is Mithapurigali Buddha says. What is Mithapurigali? Every consciousness which arises depending on your heart base can produce mind-bone kalabas, subatomic particles called kalabas. Every kalaba, if you analyze every kalaba, in each kalaba there are eight types of materiality such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. Among these eight, there is color. That color is luminous because of concentrated mind. One kalabas color and another kalabas color combined together begin luminous color here like mirror. Another one is in each mind-bone kalabas there is fire element. We call it Tejo. That fire element produces new generations, uncountable generations. If we analyze in each kalaba, there are eight types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, and nutritive essence. Among these eight, there is also color. That color also luminous. So combination of these two types of kalabas, mind-bone kalaba, as well as temperature-bone kalaba, fire element. These colors begin luminous mirror inside your heart. So as long as you emerge from your jhana, please pay attention in the area of your heart. You can see this luminous mirror. In that mirror, your nimitta will appear. If you stand up in front of a mirror, you can see your face inside mirror. In the same way, if you can discern this Bhuyanga mindscape, or Bhuyanga mind, we call this luminous mirror. In that luminous mirror, transparent mirror, you can see your anabana counterpart sign here. At that time, only you can discern Panchana Petas. Vidyaka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata. Usually, we teach for beginners to discern one by one because they cannot understand well. But if they can discern one by one in each sitting, then they can discern simultaneously together. If they can discern these five jhana patterns at the time, five mastery is necessary. The meditator must try to discern jhana patterns very, very quickly. This is maybe we call two combined together. If you can discern very quickly five together, it is enough. Another is you should try to enter jhana whenever you want, very, very quickly. Again, you must try to emerge from jhana whenever you want to emerge from jhana or to come out from jhana. Then another important thing is sustainment. You should maintain your jhana about 1 hour. You should do strong determination. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. At least 3 hour is better. If you can maintain your first jhana every sitting for 3 days, at that time only usually we teach second jhana. If you want to go to second jhana, there is reflection. This first jhana, number one, is this two disadvantages and one advantage. You must reflect. Two disadvantages are, number one is this jhana is close to the enemy hindrances. How is it close? Usually, many meditators, when concentrating on their nimitta, when nimitta began, translucent and bright, nearly full absorption stage, we call this is excess concentration stage. At that time, only five hindrances do not arise in his mind. Before that stage, occasionally, five hindrances may visit to their mind. So, because of this reason, excess concentration and jhana concentration, full absorption, very close to each other. Because of this reason, this five jhana also close to the enemy hindrances. This is one disadvantage. Again, please reflect jhana pedas, vidagga and vichara. Vidagga is obligation of the mind to the anabana counterpart sign. Vichara is sustainment. If you do not apply, if you do not sustain, your concentration will falter. So, without obligation or without sustainment, automatically mind stick to the nimitta, it will be very good. But now in this jhana, you must try, you must apply again and again, you must sustain again and again to your mind, to the anabana counterpart sign. Because of this reason, these two jhana pedas are very cross. This is one fault. So these two disadvantages you must reflect, review. Then again, please reflect piti, sukha, ekagata, three jhana pedas. Rapcha, happiness, and one-pointedness. These three jhana pedas are very peaceful. This is one advantage. These two three jhana pedas are the jhana peda of second jhana. So this is very peaceful. After reviewing or after reflecting in this way, then you should concentrate on your anabana nimitta, counterpart sign. However, in this case, if you reflect for a long time, your nimitta will disappear. So that reflection must be only for a few seconds only. Within few seconds, you must try to reflect this two disadvantage and one advantage. And then please concentrate to the nimitta again with the intention for the attainment of second jhana. However, many meditators, especially beginners, if they do in this way, full absorption will come very quickly. But that full absorption may be first jhana only for beginners. For experts, directly they can go. At that time, they should stay in that full absorption stage 2 or 3 minutes. Imagine from that full absorption, if they review at that time, they will see vidagga vichara, obligation of the mind, to the anabana counterpart sign, and sustainment. These two jhana pedas are very gross. Rapcha, piti, happiness, sukha, one-pointedness, ekagata. These three jhana pedas are very peaceful. At that time, they will see. At that time, with the intention to remove cross pedas, two jhana pedas, and to achieve very, very peaceful three jhana pedas, which is second jhana, they should focus on the nimitta again. At that time, very soon, full absorption will arise. That full absorption may be second jhana. If it is really second jhana, meditator will understand vidagga vichara disappear. So at that time, they should maintain this second jhana for a long time, at least 3 hours. Successfully for 3 days, it is necessary. Then if they practice in this way, they should try and find mastery in the same way. Then if they want to go to that jhana, they should maintain first jhana for a few minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Then second jhana, they should try for about 1 hour. Imagine from second jhana, this is your review again. This second jhana is close to the enemy, Vidaka Vichara. This is Fajana Veda. Then this is one disadvantage. Another disadvantage is please review PD rapture. Rapture is very gross. If it is gross, very soon concentration may fall down because of this rapture. That rapture usually produces emotion. Because of this emotion, they can fall down from jhana. So after reviewing these two disadvantages, they should review one advantage, sukha and ekagata. Happiness and one-pointedness, they are very, very peaceful. After reflecting in this way, they should focus on the nimitta with the addition for the attainment of the jhana. But usually very soon, full absorption will arise. For beginners, that full absorption may be second jhana again. They should, a meditator should try to stay there for about 2 or 3 minutes. Imagine from that full absorption, while reviewing jhana patterns at that day, they will see piti is very gross. Sukha ekagra is very quiet. At that time, with the intention to remove piti rapture, to achieve sukha and ekagra, which is the third jhana, they should focus on the nimitta again. At that time, piti will disappear, sukha and ekagra, two jhana patterns will remain. This is that jhana. If it is really that jhana, then they will understand piti disappear, and they should maintain this that jhana for a long time. If they are successful practicing the that jhana at the time, in every sitting, they should start phajana. Phajana for 2 or 3 minutes, second jhana 2 or 3 minutes, that jhana for a long time. At least 3 hours is better. Successfully for 3 days. If they are satisfying, they can go fourth jhana. Go to fourth jhana. If they want to go to fourth jhana, then they should review two disadvantages. One advantage. Two disadvantages are, number one is, this jhana is close to the enemy, piti rapture, because rapture is second jhana, one second jhana fetta. This is one disadvantage. Another disadvantage is sukha. Sukha is not so peaceful like upaka, equanimity. Happiness feeling is produced a little bit emotion, a little bit attachment. Because of this reason, this sukha, happiness, also very gross. After reviewing in this way, then please review one advantage, upaka ekagata, equanimous feeling. Equanimity and one-pointedness. These two jhana fetters are very peaceful. These two jhana fetters are the jhana fetter of fourth jhana. After reviewing in this way, he should focus this anapana kaundapa sign again. While focusing on the anapana kaundapa sign, very soon full absorption will arise. That full absorption, maybe for beginners, only that jhana. They should stay in that full absorption stage for 2 or 3 minutes. Imagine from full absorption, they should review jhana patterns. When reviewing jhana patterns, other than they will see piti rapture is very gross. Sukha is very gross. Then upaka ekagata, equanimity and one-pointedness is very peaceful. Other than with the intention to remove gross patta happiness and to achieve peaceful fetters, jhana fetters, this is fourth jhana. They should he should concentrate on the anapana counterpart sign. At that time, full absorption will arise. If it is really full absorption, then he will understand sukha, happiness disappear. Only there are two jhana factors, equanimity in one-pointedness, upekkha in ekagata only. If it is true, then he should maintain this jhana for at least 2 or 3 hours. At that time, that tranquilizing of breath or cessation of breath will arise. So Buddha teaches up to that stage. But without practicing in this way, if they jump to vipassana, not easy. But for some meditators, they can, from first jhana also, they can go to vipassana, no much problem if they can practice. From second jhana also, they can go to vipassana. From third jhana also, they can go to vipassana. From fourth jhana also, they can go to vipassana. Usually, Buddha emphasize fourth jhana because fourth jhana produce very strong, powerful light. With that light is called the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if they practice vipassana, they can clearly see mentality and materiality thoroughly. Because of this reason, Buddha always prays the fourth jhana. So the fourth jhana, other than meditator, does not breathe. Breath is stopped. So, but the meditator must not check whether my breath is still there or not. This checking mind can produce breath again because of this reason. When entering fourth jhana, at that time, no breath, it is true. As long as they emerge from fourth jhana, if they want to check their breath, at that time, that checking mind produce very gentle, subtle breath. So because of this reason, some meditators, they have doubt. Oh, in fourth jhana, they are still very subtle breath in this way, they may think. But actually, if jhana is really fourth jhana, there is no breath. Buddha also teaches in Anupabba Nirodha Sutta. In fourth jhana, the in-breath and out-breath cease completely. But you cannot die, no problem. Don't be afraid. So based on this jhana, if you want to go to vipassana, it is very good. But some meditators, like your teacher, Stephen, and Tina, and Shaila, and Nikki, they want to practice upper jhanas also, immaterial jhanas. So at that time, if they want to go to immaterial jhana, then they must practice kasinas. So how they should practice? Usually Buddha teaches the 32 parts of body, head, hair, body, hair, etc. To review or to discern this 32 parts of body. If a meditator can discern this 32 parts of body, both internally and externally, at the time, they can practice 4 types of kala kasina. This is mentioned in Majjhima Nikaya, Kayagata Sati Sutta. So, taking head hair as a meditation object, they can practice Nila Kasina. Nila Kasina, they translate as brown Kasina, blue Kasina, black Kasina. So which is true, I don't know. So that black Kasina, like the Nagi's head hair, not Tina's hair. So that black Kasina, they can practice. Taking urine as a meditation object, you can practice yellow kasina. Taking blood, especially inside your heart, there is small quantity of blood always. So taking that blood as a meditation object, you can practice red kasina. And taking skeleton, especially your scar or maybe in front of a meditator's scar. Taking this scar as a meditation object, they can practice white kasina. So if they practice this white gasina or blue gasina or yellow gasina or red gasina, they can practice systematically up to the fourth jhana. If they already attained up to fourth jhana, if they want to practice other gasinas, it is also very easy. But if they want to go to immaterial jhanas, at that time also very easy. So, but tonight I will not tell about this practice. No, I want to discuss about vipassana only. So if you want to practice vipassana, how you should try? Here, vipassana meditation, insight meditation. Second tetrad, this is first tetrad. Maybe long breath, short breath, the whole body of breath, tranquilizing of breath. These four stages are called first tetrad. Now, second tetrad, third tetrad, and fourth tetrad, combined together, Buddha teaches this system. Anapanasati chapter. So, if a bhikkhu wants to go to vipassana, so this system is very important. If they jump, you cannot attain, you cannot realize nirvana, you cannot attain nirvana. I want to recite Pali because this is very important. Iti ijadawa gaye gayanubasi viharati bahidawa gaye gayanubasi viharati ijada bahidawa gaye gayanubasi viharati. This is Buddha's instruction. Depending on the anabana fourth jhana, if they want to go to vipassana, first you must try what? In this way, a bhikkhu abides contemplating the body as the body internally, or abides contemplating the body as the body externally, or abides contemplating the body as the body both internally and externally. This is Buddha's instruction. How they should practice? In every sitting, they should re-establish their fourth jhana concentration. When fourth jhana concentration is very strong and powerful, at the end they must start to discern, to contemplate the body as the body internally or externally or both internally and externally. But in this case, there is a little bit problem. Problem means you must try to understand the meaning of this body. What is body? So here, in the Bodhisambhita Magga, page number 183, the Venerable Sariputta says, body, Gaya, is both the mental body and the material body, Nama Gaya and Rupa Gaya. Because of this, the meditator must contemplate all mentality and materiality, both internally and externally. And while training thus, she or he must discern materiality both internally and externally. Discern mentality both internally and externally. Discern mentality and materiality together both internally and externally. And define mentality and materiality both internally and externally. This is Kayanubhasana chapter. The contemplation of body as a body. When Venerable Sariputta explained, not only material body but also mental body. Why? Why? This is very important. So if you want to understand the meaning, then please try to see page number 7. I think so. Last page. So in that full understanding sutta, in Pali this is called Abrijanana Sutta, Sanyutta Nikaya, number 2 volume, page number 249-250. So Buddha in that sutta, Buddha says, Because without directly knowing and fully understanding the all within bracket mentality, materiality, and their causes, without developing dispassion towards it, mentality, materiality, and their causes, and abandoning it, mentality, materiality, and their causes, one is incapable of destroying suffering. The meaning is, if they become arahat at that time, only they can destroy all sufferings when they took pre-nibbana, final cessation. So you cannot attain up to that final cessation if you do not understand all mentality, materiality, and their causes by three types of full understanding. Three types of full understanding is they explain as prajna, but I will explain later. But here another sentence. Because by directly knowing and fully understanding the all, mentality, materiality, and their causes, by developing dispassion towards it, mentality, materiality, and their causes, and abandoning it, mentality, materiality, and their causes, one is capable of destroying suffering. So if they can realize or understand by direct knowledge, three types of full understanding. All mentality, materiality, and their causes. They can become arahat, they can destroy all sufferings. So this is Buddha's teaching. So Buddha, in that sutta, Buddha calculated all mentality and materiality. What are mentality, what are materiality? Buddha calculated there are 30 types of dhammas. 35 types of 35 types of dhammas. 30 types of dhammas. For example, chakku, eye, translucent, this is anicca. Kala, anicca. Chakku vinyana, eye consciousness, anicca. Chakku sambhasa, eye contact is anicca. Chakku sambhasa, jhavirana, the feeling which arises depending on eye contact. All different types of feeling or different types of mentality are also anicca. In this way, they must contemplate. If they can contemplate in this way, six doors, all mentality and materiality finish. So because of this reason, well, in this Anapana chapter, Buddha also teaches up to the attainment of arahat stage. If they want to become arahat, they must try to understand all mentality and materiality by different types of vipassana insight, as well as three types of full understanding. So what are three types of full understanding? If you want to understand three types of full understanding, so you should try to see page number 5. Here I calculate 16 types of knowledge. 16 types of knowledge. Number one, the knowledge of defining mentality and materiality. This is nama rupa paricheda jnana. Number two, the knowledge of discerning cause and condition, picha briga jnana. These two jnanas are called the full understanding as the no jnata prinya. No? Then number three is the knowledge of comprehension, samasana jnana. Number four is the knowledge of rise and fall, Udiyabhya jnana. These two jnanas are full understanding as investigation, tirana parinya. So the number five is the knowledge of dissolution, bhinga jnana. Number six, the knowledge of appearance as tara, bhaya jnana. Number seven, the knowledge of danger, adinava jnana. Number eight, the knowledge of dispassion or disenchantment, nibbida jnana. Number nine, the knowledge of desire for deliverance, mochidugamyata jnana. Number ten, the knowledge of reviewing the three characteristics, padisingha jnana. Number 11, the knowledge of equanimity about formations, Sankharupaka Jnana. Number 30, the knowledge of conformity, Anuloma Jnana. Up to this, all are called. Number 3, full understanding as the abandoning Pahana Prinya. So below, there is three types of Prinya. There are three kinds of mundane full understanding. Number 1, full understanding as the no Nyada Prinya. So number 1 and 2. Number full understanding as the investigation Tirana Prinya. This is number 3 and 4. Full understanding as the abandoning Pahana Prinya. This is from number 5 up to the number 12. This is mundane full understanding. So if you do not understand all mentality and modality by these three types of full understanding by your direct knowledge, then you cannot become arahat. You cannot destroy all suffering. So this is Buddha's teaching. Because of this reason, here Penarivasa Sariputta explains Parisamhita Magga. In the Parisamhita Magga, the Penarivasa Sariputta says, body kaya is both the mental body and the material body, nama kaya and rupa kaya. Because of this, the meditator must contemplate all mentality and materiality, both internally and externally, and while training thus, she or he must discern materiality both internally and externally. Discern mentality both internally and externally. Discern mentality and materiality together both internally and externally. And define mentality and materiality both internally and externally. This is very important, this stage. So if you want, why they are called mental body? Why they are called material body? Mentality as well as materiality never arise alone. They always arise with concomitant materiality together, or concomitant associated mental formations together. They never arise alone. So as a group, always they arise. For example, in Buddha's teaching, there is kalapa. One kalapa is maybe smaller than atom, but I do not understand science. Very, very small. But if you analyze those kalapas, in each kalapa, at least there are eight types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, etc. So at least eight. In some kalapas together, like faculty, there may be nine materialities. In some kalapas together with translucent element or heart base or sex determining materiality, there may be 10 rupas in each kalapa. But many Westerners, usually they don't want to accept to see kalapas. They criticize a lot. Buddha never teach in Sotas kalapa. Why do you teach kalapa? In Maharaulovada Sota, Dhandu Vibhanga Sota, in Abhidhamma Dhandu Vibhanga, Buddha teaches to penetrate Akasa Dhatu, space element. What is space element? Kalabandra Parichita Rupa. Space means between the kalabas, the boundary of kalabas, or borderline of kalabas. In meditation, must try to see this space between kalabas. If they see this space, then they will see kalapas. They have same meaning. So because of this reason, although Buddha directly do not teach kalapa, but he teach to see the boundary of kalapas. So they have same meaning. If you see boundary of kalapas, you will see kalapa. other than only you can analyze those kalabas, and then you can see ultimate materiality. So they always arise as a group. They do not arise separately, one by one. So because of the reason, they are called body. Mentality also same. In some mentality, mind movement, mental mind movement, at least there must be 8 types of mental formations. Known like jhana, fajjhana. In fajjhana, there are 34 mental formations. They always arise as a group. Because of this reason, they are also called mental body. So if you want to see this kalabas and this materiality, how you should try? Buddha always teach four elements meditation in brief way or in a wider way to discern this materiality. So if you want to see this ultimate materiality, then you must practice four elements meditation systematically. Maybe they may teach, your teacher maybe teach this four elements meditation. What are four elements? Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element. What is earth element? Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. What is water element? Flowing, cohesion. What is fire element? Heat and coldness. What is wind element? Supporting and pushing. So all together there are 12 characteristics. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. Flowing, cohesion, heat and coldness, supporting and pushing. So all together these 12 characteristics you must discern throughout your body one by one. If you can discern one by one thoroughly, within 1 minute, 2 or 3 rounds, then you should try to overview your whole body. Please focus your whole body to see these 12 characteristics. If you can discern these 12 characteristics nearly simultaneously, at that time you can change four group. Seeing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. You should pay attention, this is earth element. Seeing, flowing, and cohesion, you should pay attention, this is water element. Seeing, heat, and coldness, you should pay attention, this is fire element. Seeing, supporting, and pushing, you should pay attention, this is wind element. So, earth, water, fire, wind. Earth, water, fire, wind. In this way, you should try to concentrate on that four elements. But you should not directly practice this four elements meditation if you want to see kalabas very, very quickly. In every sitting, you should re-establish your fourth jhana concentration. For example, anapana. Taking anapana, you should re-establish your fourth jhana concentration. When the light of wisdom is very strong, very bright, at that time only, you should practice four elements meditation. It is better. If you practice very soon because of the previous concentration, then you may be able to concentrate on your four elements meditation object. If you can concentrate on four elements, earth, water, fire, wind, earth, water, fire, wind, in this way, very soon you will not see your body, you will see a group of elements only. At that time, if you continue to concentrate on those four elements object, again and again, then your body, whole body will become translucent body. What is translucent? Buddha teaches in Abhidhamma. Jaku basada, eye translucent element. Soda basada, ear translucent element. Kana basada, nose translucent element. Jinwa basada, tongue translucent element. Kaya pasada, body translucent element. All together they are five translucent elements. But before you break down the compactness, as well as before you can see space element, other than you may see like ice block. Your whole body will become translucent like ice block. In that ice block, you must again try to discern four elements again. At Wada Panya went, at Wada Panya went. For some meditators, if they have parami, very soon they all will be, all competitiveness will break down into pieces. But if you cannot see these kalabas, then you should try at the time to penetrate to see space. What is space? Here, for example, this is one hand. But if you check or if you examine carefully, you can see here many holes. From these holes, body hairs are coming up. In the same way, in that translucent body, you can try to see space. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you penetrate, you can see space element. As long as you see space element, you can see kalabas. If you see kalabas, then again you must try to discern in each kalaba four elements at Wada Panya Wen. So this is the beginning stage of Vipassana. If you can discern four elements in each kalaba, then please continue to discern color, odor, flavor, nutritive acid, etc. So under the guidance of teacher, you must practice to discern this materiality. After that, you must try to discern mentality. If you can discern 6 doors and 42 parts of body, all materialities systematically, then you can continue to discern mentality. Usually for samatha yanika persons, samatha vehicle persons, they should try to discern jhana dhammas first. For example, you should re-establish your anabana first jhana concentration. You should maintain this concentration for about 10 or more than 10 or 20 minutes. Imagine from jhana, very, very quickly, please try to discern five jhana petas. In this case, you should try to see these five jhana petas many times. Because in the jhana attainment, jhana mind moment arises for many times, uncountable times. So because of this, it is very easy for beginners to teach. So they should discern five jhana petas, five, many times. If it is not clear, then please re-establish your first jhana concentration again. Imagine from first jhana, please try to discern these five jhana petas, five, many times. If you can see this five very, very clearly at the time, you should try to discern 34 mental formations. What are 34? If you want to know, please practice under the guidance of your teacher. They will teach you systematically, but in this case, I have no enough time to tell you. So this is the beginning. It is possible to see this jhana dhammas. 34 many times. So because of this reason, Buddha's teachings are practical, not for reasoning. Only reasoning you cannot understand Buddha's teaching. If you practice practically at the day only, you can understand this mentality and materiality. But 6 doors is necessary. Within 6 doors, there are some materiality and some mentalities associated with wholesome dhammas. Some materialities associated with wholesome dhammas. So you should try to discern this wholesome and unwholesome mental process or cognitive process. 6 doors. At that day only you will understand mentality. If you understand this mentality, then please change external home. Many meditators, if they do not yet practice, they have a lot of doubt about this practice. How we can discern externally this mentality and materiality, they think. So usually we teach very close. Materiality is this cloth. You can touch your cloth. You can feel hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness, flowing, cohesion, heat and coldness, supporting and pushing. So if you can discern four elements in your cloth, then very soon, because of previous practice, you will see there is no cloth, only just small particles called kalabas. Again, you should try to discern these kalabas and analyze those kalabas. Please discern ultimate materiality such as earth element in each kalaba. There are 8 types of materiality: earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, and nutritive essence. Altogether, in each kalaba, there are 8 types. If you can discern these 8 types according to Buddha's teaching, you must contemplate rupa, 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 materiality, 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 internal, external, both. Before you are discerning these 4 elements in your clothes, first you should try to discern materiality in your body. After that, only you can discern 4 elements in your clothes. And then only you will understand these kalabas, and you will see these kalabas as well as the you will see ultimate materiality in each kalaba. If you can discern this materiality, then please increase the your sitting floor. You sit on the floor or maybe chair. That floor you can pay attention for element. Then you can very soon you will see kalabas. Then please analyze those kalabas and please discern. In this way, if you practice slowly, the whole building, the whole mountain, the whole forest, etc., slowly you can see the whole world become kalabas. At that time, you can change animate world, human beings, which human, but it is not necessary to distinguish. In the meditation hall, you may see some people, then you can try to discern 4 elements. You can discern at that time. Then, other than you will see ultimate materiality in the same way, both internally and externally. If you can discern 32 parts of body, internally as well as externally, it is very easy. But when discerning mentality, other than as a general only you can discern, you cannot read others' mind. This is vipassana. If you want to read others' mind, then you must practice such power. Prachitta-vijjanana, to know others' mind, one type of psychic power. At that time only you can read others' mind. But this vipassana is a general only. You cannot distinguish whose mentality, it is not necessary. So both internally and externally, you must try to discern materiality and mentality. At that time only you can go another stage. After that only, number 2. Or else a bhikkhu must abide contemplating in the body, it is rising fetters, or abide contemplating in the body, it is vanishing, passing away fetters, or abide contemplating in the body, both it is rising and vanishing. That means passing away fetters. This is second stage. In that stage, here please read. At this stage, the meditator must try to see the links of dependent origination, both the forward order as well as the cessation order. This is causal rising and passing away. He must also try to see the rising and passing away of mentality and materiality. This is momentary rising and passing away. So, number 1, a meditator must try to see that because of the rising of these 5 causes, ignorance, craving, clinging, volitional formations, and karma, mentality and materiality rise. Then he or she will see that upon the attainment of the arahatship, these 5 causes, which have the power to produce future existence, cease completely with the remainder. Because of the complete cessation of these 5 causes, when the meditator reaches the final cessation stage, parinibbana chuti, mentality and materiality also will cease completely with the remainder. This is causal rising and passing away. So, in this stage, you must try to see this. Because of the previous, in previous life, you had accumulated your karma. That karma is based on ignorance, craving, and clinging. Depending on this ignorance, craving, and clinging, you accumulate wholesome karmas. Which wholesome karma? Every meditator has different wholesome karma, not same. His wholesome karma may be another, her wholesome karma may be another, her wholesome karma may be another. So, for example, one meditator, she released parts because she had a lot of compassion to the parts. When releasing the parts, she had no wish to become man or woman. However, according to Buddha's teaching, as long as they do not yet become arahat, defilements, ignorance, craving, and clinging as an inherent nature, underlying tendency, they follow the mentality and materiality process. We call anusaya, latent tendency. That latent tendency is still there, but this latent tendency does not appear as a arising phenomena, but near death moment. Near death moment, she saw these parts again in her mind, parts are flying in the sky. So at that time, what is your mind's inclination, I ask. At that time, she told, her mind inclined to the a woman life where she can gain liberation. So this is inclination. So she understand as a woman. Such type of understanding is not right understanding, wrong understanding. That wrong understanding is called ignorance. Why it is wrong understanding? According to Buddha's teaching, if you pay attention to four elements meditation systematically, you can see kalabas. If you analyze those kalabas, you can see ultimate materiality. Then again, you can continue to discern ultimate mentality. This materiality and mentality, as soon as they rise, they perish very, very quickly. There is no time to tell this is man, this is woman. If they understand this is man, this is woman, such type of understanding is wrong understanding. Is it true? Wrong understanding, because of this wrong understanding is called ignorance. Because of this wrong understanding or because of this ignorance, attachment to woman life or attachment to man life appear. That attachment is based on ignorance avijja. Repeated attachment is called clinging. So these three types of defilement wrong, kili sakwada, this is main base to produce new existence. So this ignorance, craving, and clinging arise as a group, or as separately also may arise, but within one cognitive process also possible, separate process also possible. So they always arise as a 20 mental formations as a group, or maybe 21, or maybe 90, etc. So a meditator must try to see this cognitive process. But that cognitive process for that meditator before death, one day she saw these birds in the market. Then she bought these birds because of compassion. Then she released these parts as a jivita dana. This is donation of life, life faculty. When she do this, when she is studying in school, there is one room for Buddhists to study Buddhism. In that room, there is one picture. When our Buddha was practicing in Uruvela for 6 years self-modification. And then his body became very thin. Only what called bones are uproot. So bones are trodden up. Such picture is very attractive to her. Why? because of previous parami. So she do not understand what the Buddha was doing. For liberation, he is trying. So she understands in this way only. So she expect liberation. She also, why she expect liberation? Because of previous parami. In previous parami, she had accumulated the samatha vipassana meditations in one of previous life. So because of this parami, when he saw this Buddha's picture, or Buddha to be picture, bodhisattva, her mind is attracted by this picture. Because of this reason, she wants to become liberation, liberated person. So with the, such intention, appear only near that moment. So at that time, if she understands as a liberated woman, such type of understanding is wrong understanding. That wrong understanding is called ignorance. But some they translate delusion, illusion, etc. But now finally they translate as ignorance. The attachment to that woman life is craving. Repeated attachment is called clinging. So based on these three types of defilement raw, she accumulates wholesome karma. Which type of wholesome karma? Releasing the parts. So this is, there are 35 mental formations in this wholesome, in her wholesome karma. But they are nature impermanent. As long as they arise, they perish away. However, they left behind the karma potency or karma potentiality to produce five aggregates depending on ignorance, craving, and clinging. So this karma potency is called karma, karmic force. That karma produce in terms of her padisandhi moment. Padisandhi moment is path linking mind moment. There are mentality and materiality. According to Buddha's teaching, there are three types of kalabas. Handagi kalaba, body dagi kalaba, sak dagi kalaba. Three types of kalabas. Maybe for her, there are 34 mental formations. So these five aggregates rise in her mother's womb. In time of birth, lingay, my moment, first beginning conception stage. So this karma and this materiality, she's trying to see this karma and this materiality. Because of this karma, this materiality rise. She can understand clearly. For example, here, mind produce mind bone kalabas up to this. If a meditator, practically he can discern, she or he can discern materiality or four elements meditation, then she or he can see this kalabas. These kalabas produced by mind. They can see clearly. Mind-bone kalabas are cause and effect. In the same way, this karma and karma-bone materiality, they are cause and effect. Other than only, because of the arising of these five, ignorance, craving, clinging, volitional formations, and karma, these mentality and materiality and then of conception stage, path linking mind moment, arise. So at that time only they can understand, or because of this arise. You may understand this because now you are man or woman. When you become man, when you become woman, why? So this is past cause, not present cause. You cannot do anything in the present moment because you had become already woman or already become man. This is past cause. First cause produce this five aggregates, woman five aggregate or man five aggregate. So you should try to see this causal relationship between cause and effect in this stage. This is number one. But again, there is cessation. These five causes will cease completely without remainder one day. When? When you become rahat, at that time, these five causes, ignorance, craving, clinging, Volitional formations and karma will cease completely without remainder. Now you are not yet become arahat. Is it true? So this is only future. In which day or which light will you become arahat? You must try to see. When you become arahat, other than your arahant path will destroy completely without remainder, ignorance, craving, and clinging. Your karma can produce new existence depending on this ignorance, craving, and clinging. If there is no ignorance, no craving, no clinging, your karma has no power to produce new existence. Because of when you begin arahat, your arahat path will destroy all this ignorance, craving, clinging, and volitional formations in karma. Because of the complete cessation of karma, when you take final cessation, we call pranibbana chuti. At that time, five aggregates will cease completely without remainder. After pranibbana chuti, final cessation, there will be no new existence. At that time, only you will understand. Because of the complete cessation of these five causes, five aggregates cease completely without remainder. This is only future. So you should try to see your future when you will become arahat. On that day, five causes will be ceased completely without remainder. When you take pranibbana at that time, five aggregates will cease completely without remainder. You must try to see this links also in this stage. So if you want to practice vipassana systematically, you should try to understand Buddha's teaching thoroughly. Then after that, you should try to discern. These five causes, are also anicca and permanent as long as they arise, they pass away. These five aggregates are also impermanent anicca as long as they arise away. You must contemplate them as anicca, then dukkha, and then anatta, because they are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance. Because of this reason, or permanent self, so because of this reason, they are anatta. In this way, you must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Such type of contemplation is two types of jnana, samasana jnana, the knowledge of comprehension, as well as the knowledge of rise and fall, udiyavya jnana. You should try to see moment by moment rising and passing away. You should try to contemplate then seeing this moment by moment rising and passing away. You should contemplate then as nature, sometimes dukkha, sometimes anatta. Impermanent, suffering, and non-self. Such type of contemplation is called vipassana. So if you want to practice vipassana, number one, you must be able to understand by your own direct knowledge, mentality and materiality, both internally and externally. Secondly, you should try to understand the links of dependent origination, both forward order or cessation order. At that time only, you can practice vipassana systematically according to Buddha's teaching. Then another stage. Page 3. Or else mindfulness that there is a body is simply established in a bhikkhu to the extent necessary for the attainment of the different types of higher and higher insight knowledges and mindfulness. This sentence refers to the knowledge of dissolution as well as the different types of higher vipassana insight knowledge for the realization of nirvana. So, at that time, when practicing vipassana, if you can understand by your own direct knowledge, the arising and passing away of this mentality, materiality, and their causes moment by moment, very, very clearly, at that time, you should emphasize only passing away, not rising. If you emphasize only passing away, then slowly when you are inside, become very sharp, you will see only passing away, not rising. Because you do not pay attention rising. At that day, all higher vipassana knowledge will rise stage by stage very, very quickly. And then you can understand only dissolution. And then you will not see even kalapas. Only you will see pure ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality and their causes only. Pure paramatta, ultimate reality only you will see. Because at that time, vipassana insight became very sharp. Then if you continue in this way again, then one day, you are inside vipassana, insight will become mature. When you are inside become mature, at that time, the knowledge of equanimity about formations will arise. At that time, usually we suggest many meditators to contemplate jhana dhammas thoroughly. Because at that time, if they contemplate jhana dhammas as nature, dukkha, and anatta, such type of contemplation is very, very quick for the realization of nibbana. But Visuddhi Magga, the path of purification, suggests at that time they should emphasize only anatta. Anatta knowledge is very good for the realization of nibbana. So if they choose jhana dhammas, which jhana? It depends on their own desire. Some meditators, they want to contemplate that jhana. Why? Because of previous parami. In previous parami, they had contemplated this that jhana dhammas as nature, dukkha, anatta. So at that time, their concentration is very good, very deep. Equanimity is very good, very deep. Because of this reason, they want to contemplate only that jhana. But for some meditators, they want to emphasize fourth jhana. Depends on their parami. So they contemplate this fourth jhana dhammas as nature, dukkha, and anatta. Again and again. However, for some meditators, they like immaterial jhanas to contemplate. To contemplate as nature, dukkha, and anatta. So they, depending on their desire and parami, they can contemplate any jhana dhammas, any formations. Then they may, at the end of mature vipassana insight, they may realize nibbana. If they realize nibbana, their path knowledge will destroy first time, sagaya deity, identity view, or personality view, vichikicca doubt. These two defilements, their path knowledge will destroy completely without remainder. Because of this reason, these two main defilements are main cause to be reborn in the woeful states. So they can remove these two. Because of this reason, the power of this path knowledge, then will, if there is any future existence, they will never reborn in poor woeful states. They will reborn in good planes only. So that path knowledge will realize nibbana. And then after path knowledge, fruition knowledge will rise successfully. Two or three times. That fruition knowledge also realize nibbana. After that, five types of reviewing knowledge, which Vakana Jnana will arise. Reviewing is, they review their path knowledge, they review their fruition knowledge, they review nibbana, they review the defilements which they have destroyed. They review the defilements which they have not yet destroyed. So this five reviewing knowledge will arise successfully. But I check many meditators. They have no such general knowledge. Because of this reason, they do not understand how to review. So after, if they really realize Nibbana, after that, for maybe 2 or 3 days later, or maybe 1 or 2 days later, we teach how to reflect, how to review this part, how to review path knowledge, how to review fruition knowledge, etc. At that time, they will understand their path knowledge, they are Noble Eightfold Path. This is Subramanian Noble Eightfold Path, but they are usually, while contemplating five jhana dhammas, if they realize Nibbana, at that time, their path knowledge associate 37 mental formations. But while contemplating second jhana dhammas, if they realize Nibbana, then their path knowledge will associate 35, because there is no vidyaka, no vichara. Application of the mind to the Nibbana object sustainment. These two mental factors will be not present. While practicing, while contemplating that jhana dhammas as nature, dukkha, anatta, at that time, if they realize Nibbana, there will be, piti will be also absent. Rapture also will be absent. Also, there will be 34. Again, while contemplating fourth jhana dhammas as nature, dukkha, anatta, at that time, if they realize Nibbana, there will be no sukha, but there will be upekkha, neutral feeling, equanimous feeling. So they are, they are also 34. So they must review this, how many mental formations are there. Then again, they must review fruition knowledge in the same way. Then again, they must review Nibbana. In Nibbana, there is no mentality, no materiality. Complete cessation state. Then they must try to discern the defilements which they have already destroyed. They must discern unwholesome group again. At that time, they will understand which defilements disappear. Which defilements they had already destroyed, they can understand clearly. Then they will also understand some other defilements are still remain. They have not yet destroyed them. So they can understand. This fight, reviewing knowledge is also very important. So at that time, they will realize Nibbana. If they want to become Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahat, they must continue, they must ordain. Okay, I will stop here. But please ask me any question, no problem.